Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Over the last several years, we've seen our democracy put to the test. From the 2020 election to the violent assault on the nation's capital, protecting our democracy is critical to safeguard our government from both foreign and domestic bad actors.
California Representative Adam Schiff announced the reintroduction of the Protecting Our Democracy Act, which has support from more than 100 House Democrats. The bill was originally introduced in 2021. It prohibits presidential self-pardons, increases whistleblower protections, and requires federal campaigns to report foreign contacts. This comes as more than half of adults feel American democracy isn't working well, with only 9% thinking otherwise, according to an Associated Press NORC poll. Meanwhile, people who are both for and against gender-affirming care for minors testified before the House Subcommittee on Constitution and Limited Government. Numerous states implemented bans on such care, although some have been blocked in the courts. Chloe Cole is an activist against gender-affirming care for minors who describes herself as a formerly trans kid, having transitioned from female to male at age 12. She later discontinued this care at age 17 and describes her experience after undergoing a mastectomy at 15.
There was nothing wrong with my still developing body or my breasts. Other than that, as an insecure teenage girl, I felt awkward about it. After my breasts were taken away from me, the tissue was incinerated. Before I was able to legally drive, I had a huge part of my future womanhood taken from me. I will never be able to breastfeed. I struggle to look at myself in the mirror at times.
As the 2024 election nears, betting on congressional races is being debated, and one group is worried. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission has been asked by trading platform Kalshi to allow these bets via event contracts. This limits betting on which party controls Congress in future elections. In 2022, Kalshi sought CFTC approval for bets to be placed on the midterms, but withdrew the proposal after staff concerns. But Stephen Spaulding with Common Cause says big spenders could sway the process in massive ways.
You could imagine a situation where a entity that is now able to spend money on elections post-Citizens United then places an enormous wager on the outcome of an election and also funnels resources through super PACs or other dark money vehicles to influence the outcome of an election.
With temperatures reaching extreme highs across the country this week, elected officials have been taking strides to help people deal with this extreme heat. Scientists have found this July is likely to be the hottest month on record. A Duke University study finds excessive heat has caused as many as 12,000 deaths per year. President Joe Biden describes what's being done at the federal level to help workers beat the heat.
I've asked Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu to issue a heat hazard alert. It clarifies that workers have federal heat-related protections. We should be protecting workers from hazardous conditions, and we will.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.